Hi, we are at IBC 2023 third day meeting. Thomas of Appear, please tell us about something, your company and your role at your company.
Well, background of the company, we are a company that's working in the professional video distribution, focusing on live linear video distribution. Our heritage comes maybe more from the operators, meaning cable, satellite, terrestrial operators, and all the head-end processing needed to provide the linear channel lineup. Lately, as we moved in with our X platform, we have moved up streams in the production chain more into the professional contribution and remote production. So our very much focus going forward now is we will maintain our distribution offering, but we are also then trying to really leverage on our very powerful hardware and doing contribution.
And what is this exhibit all about? What you're exhibiting
here at IBC? We exhibit all our products. Mm-hmm. We try to show how they can be used from the stadium, from production start till it reaches the end customer. Mm-hmm. You know, all the way to OTT or cable, whatever, but also from the stadium to the studio or to the production, if it's contributed into the cloud or if it's contributed into a on-prem or if it's even being produced on site with trucks, you know, you need how to transport the video between the facilities. So that's where we come in. We provide the live, linear, high quality, low, ultra low latency encoding. And we have all codecs options. So our strength is we have a modular platform that adapts to the use case and the available bandwidth you have at the location. So depending on the venue, you can use uncompressed, you can go JPEG XS compression, or you can go all the way to HAVC, AVC, low ultra low latency.
Which are your target companies for your products and services? So you, as I understand, this is more of software?
No, actually we are...
This is hardware?
Well, we do both, as both do now. But we are, as from history, the history of the company is a hardware company. We started making dedicated hardware 20 years ago or something like that. So we have a very strong development on hardware. What we see is the hardware is, in these days, you have a lot of focus on energy and sustainability, and you can never beat accelerated hardware. Hardware will always give you the best value on with these, right? So by focusing on hardware, we're providing dense solutions. We can do 96 UHD encoding 2RU, you know, 1080p 50 or lower. That's very unique in the market. We can also then adapt, and we only equip the chassis with what is needed. So we are actually also flexible in the way we provide the solutions to the customers. They can buy the things they need, and they can grow by adding more functionality when needed. So that gives us our strength and where we play and where we see a lot of traction now, especially in the late year with the high energy pricing and more focus on sustainability. But that said, we also do provide software products, especially in the OTT space. So, you know, OTT transcoding, looking at that, we are also a player in this space.
And where is your headquarters for manufacturing hardware?
Our headquarters is a Norwegian company. So the headquarters is in Oslo, Norway. We actually do produce hardware in Norway too, which is okay. Not, but we do. And then we have sales offices around the world.
If I'm right, Oslo was also hub of Nokia?
No, that's Finland.
That's Finland. What is your global reach? Like centers in other countries?
We have offices in US. We have also smaller offices in South America, mid-South America. We have a UK office. Of course, main quarter is in Oslo. And then we have local representatives around Europe, that's more individual people. Right now our reach into Asia is not, we have a couple of people there, but not big. Our next step is to see how we can, you know, expand more into Asia. That said, we have sold a lot into Asia, but then basically through partners.
So have you ever thought of a center in India? Like many companies I talked around, they have a center in Bangalore.
India. We have considered India, you know, Singapore, Hong Kong. You have all of this. I don't know what we'll do first. As a sales strategy, it's not a product strategy, so I'm not going to speculate on where we go first.
Okay. any other thing that you want to let your target audience know about it?
Well, I'm very passionate about the whole contribution, what's evolving, 2110, you know, NMOS, all of these things. So that's where I really see a lot of development happening. I also find it interesting that this trend, there was like this trend 3 years ago where everybody talked about going to cloud. Everything should be cloud. But we now see this kind of turn back, that cloud is great for some things, but there are certain things that are better not, that are more efficiently done outside the cloud. So in that case, it's really interesting to see how this market evolves in cloud versus on-prem dedicated. I think the right, it would be a balance in the middle, it would be the right place. And it's not either or.
Something like hybrid model.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Use the right technology at the right place
for the right
application.
Yes. And take the advantage of one technology and take the advantage of
exactly.
other technology and combine,
and combine them and
for
use
the maximum benefit.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's where, especially in the contribution domain, there's a lot of things to be sorted out, which makes it interesting.
And
of course we have the SRT, which we have seen a lot of uptake lately. So by providing the new accelerator, the SRT, where we can do 6 gig out of a 10 gig port, you know, with SRT, 128 connections, it's really being picked up and a lot of attention around that.
Thank you so much. That was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to me. And our target audience, if you feel you have something in Appier called Business Connections, please reach out to Appier. What is your website?
Appier.net.
Appier.net. Appier.net is the website where you can find all the contacts, and obviously Thomas will be on LinkedIn also.
I'm on LinkedIn also, but yeah. We also have sales representatives. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.